This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The world is a great big Jaffa cake. Some people don't like it, others do. Either way, it's okay. All you've got to say is not today. Thank you.
Do. Avoid doing a conga. You. We'll get COVID-19. VE Day was 2 weeks back or longer. Look at the spike there's been. Yeah!
Yeah, I mean, it's not a massive spike. Good morning, by the way. I mean, it's something like 130%. 130%. Something like that. It's just fine. It's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it. It doesn't feel right to do this in the same breath, but happy second anniversary to Jason and Owen out in America. I do hope you have a blessed day, y'all, or at least a good one. Something amazing we're going to achieve in today's podcast, which is two Black Lace songs in one show. This is going to be a new record, I think. We'll go for three tomorrow. But Drake's dropped his new one. It's okay, it was in the kitchen, it wasn't on the carpet, so that's good. And it's something about slide your left leg and then shake your right leg or something. Anyway, here it is. This took 11 and a half minutes to make. I hope you enjoy it.
You put your left arm in, your left arm out, in, out, in, out. You shake it all about. You do the hokey-cokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about.
Yop.
Whoa, the hokey-cokey. Whoa, the hokey-cokey. Knees bent, arms stretched, rah, rah, rah.
Yop. Yop. Special yop shout out to Isabel's cat. Apparently very committed to the yop phrase. Yop, yop. Hey, yop. Also, while we're on Cats of the Podcast, hello to Pixie Pops and the admirable Admiral Benbow. Ollie's cats have sent an email. Hi, Uncle Jacob. We're out enjoying the sunshine today. All is right in our little world. And there's a picture of Pixie and Bembo. Oh, and little Pixie's got a little shaved little patch where she's been, you know, sorted out, which is the right thing to do. But oh my God, I want to be your cat's uncle. Yes, I want that as an actual role. Thank you. Time now for Desert Island Fridge. And we start today with Pablo's Desert Island Fridge. This is one of the eight things that you would want to take as food to a desert island with you. And Pablo's gone for bacon, streaky, and maple cured. Well, okay. Eggs, milk, So far, so good on the vegan front. Sorry. Lager, Pepsi Max, the trophies I take from my victims, which have to be kept at low temperature so they don't spoil. Yes, a bit. I mean, heads take so long to defrost. That's the thing. You know, because you transfer them back down into the fridge. Days and days and days and days and days. And weirdly, it's always the eyes last. I'm sorry. I think it's the water content. I'm sorry. I don't mean that. I don't mean any of this. I don't know. I don't know. Shut up. You don't know. What? This is not evidence. Doesn't stand up in court. Milka chocolate. Interested in your chocolate choices, everyone. And pre-chunked pineapple. That sounds awful. It's pre-chunked, so you don't have to. Thank you for that, Pablo. Interesting, pineapple. I wasn't really... That's a bit of a wild card for me. I like pineapple, but it's a kind of a... You know how it's... Like there are enzymes in pineapple that... You know how you get like a sore tongue sometimes? As much as you're eating the pineapple, it's eating you. That's a fact. Natasha. Hello, Nat. Right, in my desert island fridge, I'd have gammon. You don't mean people on Twitter. Okay. Marmite. Oh, good call. Life without Marmite is hard, man. I was staring down the barrel of that early in the lockdown, and it was not a pleasant thought. Cheese. Just, you know, cheese. Ritz crackers, lemon meringue pie. Oh, now you're talking. My mum's sausage meat. Oh, my mum's sausage meat hot pot. I'm sorry. I copied your tweet into a document, and it means that all of the formatting's gone. So I literally, my mum's sausage. You what? I mean, that's fine. My mum's sausage meat hot pot. So sorry. I'm not even sure that that's any better. My mum's sausage meat hot pot. Why not? I'd like to try your mum's sausage meat hot pot. Peanut M&Ms and Krusty Rolls. Nice to meet you. Hi, I'm Krusty Rolls. Thank you, Nat, for that. I'm so sorry I got that wrong about your mum's. let's press on. And that's got me. Right. Vegetectus, Duncan. He's got, right, my desert island fridge. One, vegan bacon. Oh, yeah, but which kind? The rubbish ones or the good ones? Two, that nice vegan cheese. Oh, yeah, the nice one. Yes, sorry, lots of vegan stuff. It's fine, we're addressing the balance here. Three, Galaxy vegan chocolate, salt and caramel. Oh, yeah, that stuff is... That is fine. I haven't had that for a while. I'd buy it in, like, stacks of bars. It's so expensive, but oh, my God. And it's all, like, the wrappers compostable. They know their market. They did their work. They're really good. Four, Oatly. Sure. Have you tried their ice cream? The salted... Oh, my God. Five, Flora Buttery. Correct. Assuming I've got some nice bread. Six, Chillin' Coke Zeros. Oh, but your liver. Seven, mangoes. Although I'd hope they were there, like with a pineapple, hopefully on the desert. I don't know. It's a desert. And eight, vegan almond magnums. That's a very good call, too. Those things are special. He has a follow-up tweet, though. He says, in my short series of hashtag, did I get this wrong? My dessert island fridge. Oh, I'm happy to move on to that. Dessert island fridge. One, eaten mess. Oh, yes. I sort of managed to make an ersatz one of those veganized. It wasn't bad. I did the whole bean water aquafaba thing. Anyway, two, trifle. Yes. Three, vegan magnums. Four, chopped mango. Oh, yeah. Five, custard. Yes. Just custard. Why? You know, we don't appreciate custard enough as a dessert in its own right. Six, vegan chocolate mousse pots. Oh, where'd you get those? Seven, vegan cheesecake slice. What kind? This Duncan. Has to be Daya. Daya. Bawatla Dai Daya. Sorry. Eight and melon. Just melon. I'm sorry, I'm not down with melon. Because you're rolling the dice, man, every time with the melon. You know, like it's like once a decade, you cut open a melon and it's perfectly ripe and delicious. Sorry. Celia. says, I've thought long and hard about this. I wasn't sure if I had a proper list, but Carenza said I had to. Nobody has to do anything here, all right? However, I'm really grateful. Eaton Mess, floating to the top now. Celia went for the makings of Eaton Mess. I suppose that could run to three things, but the meringue wouldn't really need a fridge. So strawberry and cream friche. Have you seen that episode of South Park? A little cream friche on there. She says that equals two. Oven chips. There is a freezer compartment, I hope. Oven chips. Really? I quite like oven chips, but I just... it feels wrong. Three. Mirto. A drink from Sardinia that tastes of earth and friendships. For me, the best friendships taste of earth. Little soil in there. Lovely. Think of the cocktails. I want to try that. That sounds really interesting. Four, avocado. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Five, tomato. Yeah, you'd miss it, wouldn't you? Six, mozzarella. And seven, assuming meringue from one gets a buy, pineapple. Pineapple again! How's that, Cecilia? That's great. I'm going to hold over Neil's. It's an absolute peach. Please keep your Desert Island Fridge stuff coming. I really appreciate it. But thanks for that, Neil. We will get to it tomorrow. Now, though, how could we not? It's time for another magical post from everybody's dreamboat, Amal Rajan.
Children playing in a sun-dappled wood. Netflix streaming on 5G. A brand new Audi in pure white every night, and I'm the DG. Yes, it's Amal Rajan's dreamland.
Nice. In recent weeks, here and elsewhere, I've been writing a bit about my dreamland and posting pictures to match. Something about lockdown, the intensity of it, the collapsing into domesticity of it, has made me pine for the faraway and enchanted. When I found it near our home in beautiful woods or atop a hill, I felt maybe the dreamland needn't be over yonder. But the thing is, it is. It's a real place. Not an ancient or mythical one, and not a country of my birth either. I was born in Calcutta. To me, the dreamland is Jamaica. I grew up playing cricket with a lot of people from the Caribbean. Then my brother, who is an incredible guitarist. Of course he is. Discovered Bob Marley. I'm pretty sure he'd already... and taught me about him. He was, as I said on Twitter a while ago, not always a good man, and have views I deplore. But he was the greatest creative soul and power I will ever know, and his vast oeuvre induces in me the ecstasy, joy, spiritual elevation, and transcendent sense of connection that saints and poets have forever described. But he's so misunderstood! For one thing, his dad was a white guy with roots in Essex. For another, that damn Legend album has given virtually billions of people a false picture of what the Wailers, the greatest band ever, were all about. You have to go way back to the mid-60s before the legendary Chris Blackwell turned them into a black rock group to break America to hear the Wailers at their best. Like in this incredible cover of my favourite songs, YouTube link attached. It's called Dreamland. The original was sung by Al Bug Johnson in a band called El Tempos. This version was written by Bunny Wailer. How can it be written if it's already been written? Don't ask me, I'm just writing an Instagram post. It captures not just the sound of the Wailers, but the spirit of Jamaica, a treasure isle that combines so many of my loves. Cricket, rum, reggae. Please do me the honour of listening and turning the volume right up. Link below and in my bio, not that it matters, but you'll know me a lot better after you've heard it. By the way, I'm coming to the end of my second stint of paternity leave this time round. My daughter is 9 months old in a fortnight. Her name is Jamaica.
It's Amal Rajan's dreamland.
Nice. I would just reiterate that that is an Amal Rajan, the Amal Rajan, genuine post on Instagram. You can go and find it if you want. Why not? And get to know him better by listening to that track. What? Thanks very much for your request for Harry the Piano, who is confirmed! I will record him on Thursday. That's tomorrow. So do get your requests in now. Hashtag Harry Request or hashtag Harry Requests. I will check both the hashtags as people have been bringing them in on both. David has been in touch. David Alt. He says, my hashtag Harry Request is the Doctor Who theme tune in the style of a jolly hyper children's TV song. Or Big Gay Al's I'm Super in the style of Tchaikovsky. I'm sure he'll have a go at both of those. If you don't know him, Harry the Piano plays any song in any style instantly. He's an absolute genius, and I can't wait for you to meet him if you haven't before. So yes, get your request in. You've got about 24 hours to do it. Finally, I thought I'd just leave you with this story that I can't believe I haven't told you, because it was like 2 days ago or something. I said that like Boris Johnson, 2 days ago, which was the most exciting thing to happen in, you know, easily a month or more. Our neighbour, Nicola, she's a very lovely lady, and she lives by herself in the house on the corner. And she rang Kim to say, there's a bird in my drawing room. And so I was dispatched. And obviously Nicola's been kind of self-isolating. She's, you know, of a certain age. And so, you know, for her, this was a huge incursion into her space. So, you know, we were very careful and everything. And she had all the windows open. Well, she didn't. That was the trouble. She didn't have the front windows open. And it was in the front room, this bird, and it's fluttering against the window trying to get out. And I was like, oh, God. So I kind of came towards it to try and shoo it back down the other way to go out the French doors at the back. It flew down and went smack into the side window. I was like, oh, God. And then flew towards the back door. And I was like, yes. But then flew up to the skylight. And I was like, no, dude, come down a bit. So then I got a broom and tried to kind of shift it, come down a bit, come a bit lower. But instead it flew all the way back along the room and smacked into the window. And I felt dreadful. And I thought that, oh God, and it was sort of fluttering brokenly about on the desk, and I was like, oh God, this is the worst case scenario, please no. So I kind of scooped it up in my hands and took it outside, and I thought, look, I'll just put it on the flower bed and see how it is. And I put it down, and it was kind of like, and I was like, oh no, oh no. It looked, I was like, have you broken something? Have you damaged your tiny bird brain? Like, what's So I scooped it back up thinking, you're definitely, whatever's happening, you're not ready for that yet. And I just sat on a bench in the garden with it. It was beautiful. It was a great tit. Absolutely stunning little bird. And it was, you know, like sometimes, because I had this happen once before when I was, you know, like a teenager. And after a few minutes, they kind of just recalibrate and go, okay, yeah, I remember what I do now. And I thought, God, please, 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 please. And, you know, it's breathing really fast. And I just thought, oh, this is just going to be awful. Is this bird dying? Should I do the humane thing and get the shovel? Like, what do you do? Because, you know, I'm pretty sure their SPB will be like, well, it's kind of sink or swim, isn't it? Do or die and all the rest of it. So I just held this poor little bird in my hand for like 10 minutes thinking, oh, are you in pain? Have you broken your leg? And then I realized it hadn't broken its leg, because it was one of its legs was kind of just pulled up a bit. And I was like, oh no. But then it kind of was putting its weight on both legs and moving them both. And I thought, okay. And it sort of stood there just blinking in a kind of way. And it was alert. And then after 10 minutes, suddenly it was just like off into the tree. And seemingly absolutely fine. Isn't that a nice story? I feel like we could feel each other's energy. Do you know what I mean? Like me and the bird. Like I was trying to transmit love to the bird. Love. I feel like it felt that and took energy from it. Does that, is that even, do you know what I'm, I'm going to shut up now. I will see you tomorrow. Don't forget your hashtag Harry requests and your hashtag Desert Island Fridges. You can email nottoday@swanburst.com or you can get in touch on Twitter. It's @nottodaypod or on facebook.com/nottodaypod. That's it. I'm going to shut up. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, Gary.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.